Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalind. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi. I am calling to start a claim for my sister Dora Williams. She's on the line, and she wanted me to be a spokesperson for her. Because I was doing it online, and it said it gave me a message. It said that an error has been encountered. The continued filing of your claim on the internet cannot be completed, and we apologize for any inconvenience that this has caused. And to call this phone number.
Okay, I definitely understand, and I'd be more than happy to file the claim for her. But I would have to speak with her, and basically the questions, she would have to answer the questions.
Okay.
Is she okay? She's,
yeah, but if she kind of stutters or forgets a little bit, would it be okay if I kind of back her up, because I got her information written down?
Yeah, if we can, basically let me go ahead and verify her first. And if she's okay with that, then that's perfectly fine. But let me verify her, get the information from her first, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Can I have your name, dear?
My name is Dora M. Williams.
Okay, Ms. Williams, what's your social?
4218044-01.
Okay. What's your birthday? Ma'am.
I see the error now because I did Dora R. Williams. I used Dora, like Ruth, instead of Dora McCall Williams. I put the R for the your middle initial, so that's where the error occurred at right there. Now go ahead.
What you need, my social security number?
No, ma'am, your birthday.
Oh, April 5th, 1955.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Louise,
Sevian. Sevian.
Sevion.
No, ma'am, that's not the one we have.
You have Rudolph?
Her name before she was married, Rudolph? Mm-hmm.
Her name was Louise Rudolph. Louise Rudolph. But what happened, she assumed her stepfather's last name, which was Sevian, and you may even have McCall, which is her married name. So all those are errors, Dora. So do you have McCall?
No, ma'am.
Do you have Rudolph?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Could you just go ahead and change it to Sevian?
No, ma'am, I can't.
You're going to remember. You can't change it. Okay. Well,
yes,
let me make sure.
Not yet. I have to get in first. Let me access first, and I understand. Give me 1 second, okay? Just 1 second.
Okay. Hold on, Dora. I'm back, Dora.
Okay. All right, so I can change it. I'm just gonna ask a few questions, okay? And it is okay. If I'm gonna ask the question, but if she can answer the best of her ability, that's fine, and it is okay for you to answer the question for her, okay? And we'll change that maiden name. Well, nope, we can't change that maiden name. You have to put in a request for that.
Mm-mm, that's okay. Rudolph is good.
Okay.
I'm just right now on her file, what we doing, so she won't have to be making that mistake no more.
Okay, no problem. All right, I'm going to start asking a few questions. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And English is your preferred language?
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade level you completed in school?
a GED.
And your Alabama driver's license number.
Hold on, let me get it.
Sure.
My license number is 469-2062.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into a checking account or savings account or the Alavance prepaid benefits card. Which one do you prefer?
To go into my account.
All right, do you have your routing number?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your routing number?
Hold on. 2622-7641-0.
Okay, that's 2622-7641-0. That's too many. It's not letting me put all them numbers.
2622-7641-0. Now,
okay, that's correct.
All right.
Hold on, your door.
All right, what's your account number?
2020128.
2020128. Right. Okay. And verify your mailing address.
My mailing address is 20 Kiwanis Street, Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip code? Okay. And it's
110.
Yes, ma'am. I heard you. Mm-hmm. And your mailing address and home address is the same?
Right.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
Pardon me?
Have
no,
your address.
It has not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's your telephone number?
2-334-2224.
Okay. All right, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You will be asked some randomly generated questions. Answer these questions to the best of your ability, and I will give you the option to say, I do not have an association to this or none of the above, okay?
Uh-huh.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1985 Pontiac 6000, 1990 Geo Prism, 1993 Oldsmobile Cutlass, 1995 Toyota, or I've never been associated with these vehicles?
Ask me that again.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1985 Pontiac 6000, a 1990 Geo Prism, 1993 Oldsmobile Cutlass, a 1995 Toyota Previa, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I think it's the first one.
The Pontiac?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? RG Video Center, Triple M Apparel, Walk Up Fence, Definite Cast, LLC Stone.
None of those.
Okay, none of those. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 124 Brookshire Lane, 1813 18th Street, 445 Edward Street, 96 Heather Ridge Drive.
That one right there.
Heather Street. Street. Heather. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Edward.
Edward.
445.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Stewart Street, St. James Street, Lewis Street, Marketplace, Northwest, or all of the above?
Lewis Street and I think it's what, St. James?
St. James.
St. James Street and Lewis Street, South Lewis.
And which of the following states does Louise McCall live or own property? Alabama, Florida, New Hampshire, West Virginia, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
None of the above. That's our mother. When you say property, are you talking about residential property or just properties that somebody would own, like their car or shoes or jewelry or whatever?
Mm-mm, it just says currently live or own property. Yeah, like
no, neither.
Like property. Uh-huh.
Okay. Neither. She just leased.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work for another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last
18
months?
No, ma'am.
Serve active duty?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No,
ma'am. Okay. Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
What does it mean?
Meaning, like, did you lose your job because of a disastrous cause or something like that?
No,
like,
ma'am.
Okay. All right. And what's your last day at work?
I believe it was January the 4th.
Repeat that date again. I'm sorry.
I believe it was January the 4th.
January 4th. All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been physically and mentally able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you registered for school or a training program? Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you work for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
No. Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 8.
Just 18.
Okay, what's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
Door
$12 an hour.
Okay. Do you work for a union hall?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am. The business been sold.
Okay. What's the job title? What's your job title? What did you do?
A cook.
Okay. Okay, was it a restaurant that you cooked in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you seeking work in that current occupation?
Not right now.
Wait a minute, but you will be trying, what she's saying, after
yeah,
you get that.
Yeah, after.
When you go back to work, will you be trying to, will you be still doing cooking? So that should be yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is the name of the company Malding Morning?
Morning Mulling. Morning 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 Mulling MULDINS.
Okay. Okay, do you have a phone number, a contact phone number for that company?
Let me see. Right.
Okay. What was your beginning work date there?
What was my what?
Like, when did you start working there?
I worked there, 8 years, so that would have been, Cheryl, help me out with this.
I am.
2014,
yeah.
Okay, you know approximately around the month?
I think it was October.
Okay. That's good.
Now, I don't know if this number here is still the same or not. I'm not even sure about that.
Oh, no problem.
Just give it what you got. Don't worry about stressing it.
That's right. It's no problem.
And you're just as sweet as you want to be.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just treat people like I want to be treated.
Me too.
Yes, ma'am. And are you expected to receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're not applying for any kind of pension from this employer, are you?
No.
Okay. And the reason you were separated is because they are closed for business, or?
Right.
Okay. All right. So do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit withheld for federal income tax purposes?
I had put yes on that door. That way, if you got to pay your income taxes, that your money has already been taxed and you don't have to be taxed again. So that would be yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I know it's probably been a minute since you filed unemployment, so I'm going to reset this temporary PIN, or do you all know it since you were just online? trying to do it.
Yes. She had a PIN for 0128.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you know it, I won't reset it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we're at the end of the claim, okay? So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished, ma'am. Go ahead.
What's the best day for her to file? Is it Sunday?
I'm about to give you all this information. You can actually do Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on when you know, how early you want your funds, because it takes about 2 days for it to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When now?
You can start this Sunday. After I submit this at the end of the closing information I'm about to read you, you can start filing your weekly certifications on this Sunday.
And you can start. She can start as early as 12 a.m. midnight, right?
Yeah,
until
5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can file Sunday through Friday, Dora.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able to and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order for you to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by phone, it's 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, as I stated earlier, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Okay. And information booklet
once you do it this Sunday coming is when she starts, right?
Uh-huh. She starts this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And
Sunday.
You file every week until you know, unless you find a job or
something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call us at 1-800-361-4524. All right, Ms. Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
What was that number you just called on?
I got it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, we have completed your claim. So do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, if there's no more questions, then thank you for calling the Alabama Compensation Line, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Blessings to you, too, as well. You take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Hold on, Dora.
It's Celine.
Hold on a minute.